This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
The world today fears the power of the atom, yet we belong to the God of the universe who not only created atomic power, but also raised Jesus Christ from the dead. We don't need to feel inadequate. God's incomparable power is for us who believe. Having been raised from the dead, Christ is now the supreme head of the church, the ultimate authority over the world. Christ is the Messiah, God's anointed one, the one Israel longed for, the one who could set their broken world aright. As Christians, we can be confident that God has won the final victory and, frankly, is in control of everything. We need not fear any dictator, nation, death, or even Satan himself, because the contract has been signed and sealed, and we are just waiting a short while for that delivery. We are in verse 19 of chapter 1 of the book of Ephesians. Let's read. Our text says, "I pray that you will begin to understand how incredibly great his power is to help those who believe in him. It is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him at the place of honor at God's right hand of heaven." Our older text version says, "And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to that working of the strength of his might, which he worked in Christ? He raised him from the dead and made him sit at his right hand in heavenly places." So, what does all this tell us as far as what's available to us in him? Well, Paul reminds us of just what we have in us, what we have backing us, a power that is exceedingly great. Just to give you some perspective, we're reminded here that the same power that brought Jesus back from the dead, well, that's available to us. Whoa. Can you imagine the forces that were brought online that day to come against Christ? And yet, such a fact should make us stagger in awe and humbled, really, to our knees. We never can say or even think that we are in any way bound to our pet sin, or that we simply can't overcome the things that we face on a daily basis. That's just us lying to ourselves, or at least Satan trying to lie to us. Little power is an indispensable evidence of little fellowship with Jesus Christ. We need to know that today. Verse 21 of our text says, "Far, far above any other king or ruler or dictator or leader. Yes, his honor is far more glorious than that of anyone else, either in this world or the world to come." How much power? Well, again, verse 21 says, "Far above any rule, authority, power, dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come." Amen to that. 1 John 4:4 cleans it up nicely by saying, "Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world."
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.